T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Great pleasure to have this gentleman on. He's a longtime friend. Of course, you all know him from his days playing here in San Diego, coaching third base for the Padres, and went up with Bruce Bochy and coached long enough to pick up 3 World Series championships. And that's our buddy Tim Flannery, joins us on 97.3 The Fan. Flan, how we doing today?
I'm doing great, Coach. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, we're doing great. Great to be here. And before we get in and kind of get your thoughts on this reported Manny Machado signing, I want you to talk a little bit about Bruce Bochy. You know, the other day when that was announced on Monday, I got to be honest, it was kind of emotional for me. I knew that this was probably going to be it, going to spring training. I know he was on the last year of his contract. I know there's a lot of changes going on up there with the organization, but to hear that news still was really emotional for me.
Yeah, you know, I kind of looked at it almost the other way. I was really happy for him. I was thrilled for him to be able to, because I know what this year would be like. It's a heavy-duty media area every night up there in San Francisco. And now every place you go in the league, every place you go, you're going to have to answer the question, oh, what are you going to do? Are you going to be back next year? Your contract's up. And I really think that when he sat and thought it all out, he figured, you know what, I'd like to really enjoy this last year, or at least try to, because he's a guy that gets very involved, as we all know, and takes a lot of it to heart. But this gives him a chance to not have to deal with that question every day, and gives him a chance now to enjoy the game, give his all, manage that way, and leave on his terms. I don't know if he was going to try to stick around, and you know, you never know. But when you look back at his, he did 25 years managing in the big leagues. He managed 4 years before that in the minor leagues, and then he had his career. He never has had a summer off. He's never had any time off. You know, in my career doing this through the years, I had 3 different times off where I had a couple years to be able to, you know, breathe a little bit and look around and get healthy. So for him to be able to do what he's done, it really is amazing. I don't know who's going to be managing 25 years in the big leagues anymore with the way things go, but I'm going to go over there. I'll be over there on Sunday. He's bringing me over. I call it fake coaching. I'm going to go over there, get in uniform, and just hang out with him for a week, you know. But that was going to be my question, because I had no idea if he was going to do what he did. I mean, that was a shock to me as well. So I'm actually really thrilled for him. It gives everybody an opportunity to at least tell him what he meant to him.
Tim Flannery joining us right now on 97.3 The Fan. Tim, on satellite, especially on satellite radio, I've said this a lot, that I wish people would refer to Boch the same way they talked about Joe Torre his last couple of years, future Hall of Famer, because Boch will one day be in Cooperstown. You'll be there. It'll be a great celebration of his career. But for someone who's been with him in San Diego and San Francisco, explain to us why Boch is so special. Why is he a lock, in my opinion, to be a future Hall of Famer?
No, it's not your opinion. He is going to be a future Hall of Famer. I mean, there's no question. Maybe people who aren't involved with it might think that, but the people in the game and know the game, this guy is a Hall of Famer. His numbers are right there. They're proven. What he is number one, he knows how hard the game was to play. He knows how hard it is. Players love playing for him. He never throws the player under the bus. He'll take it out on his coaches sometimes just so the player sees what his actions have caused. But he'll look the other way at times. He'll never embarrass a player. If he needs to talk to him in a room, he'll bring him in the room. But he makes them believe in themselves. The thing I remember in San Diego one time, when we after the 98 year when we won and went to the World Series, They cut the budget. We weren't very good the next year. I think they had a $38 million budget. And I can remember going out, and we had no chance. We couldn't even – these players couldn't even – some of them wouldn't even have been in the big leagues if it wasn't a $38 million payroll. And I can remember – I just, because I'm kind of a, you know, I overreact, and I went to him. I go, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? How are we going to compete? And he stuck about 7 beta tapes in my lap, says, we're going to work harder, and we're going to find a way to win. And I'm thinking, all right, I'm with you. But he makes players, if in fact that's his team, he will make those players feel like they're the best there is. And he believes in them, so they end up believing in themselves as well. So, I mean, there's many, many things, but that's one of them. The respect he has around the league is you're going to see it this season. This is going to be also a pretty nice little send-off, even though he's not going to want it to be. But I think baseball is going to make it that.
Tim Flannery, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan. I said I was emotional the other day because – a guy like Bruce Bochy, a lot like yourself, you guys retire. It's one less good, old-school, solid baseball man, and this game has changed so much. And Bruce is one of the last of the original old-school baseball guys.
There's not a lot left. I mean, and then you have guys like up the road, you know, with Doc Roberts, Dave Roberts. He still comes from that philosophy because he played so long and he was influenced by so many of those guys, Boch one of them, but Buddy Black another. But the other crew's coming in, and that's good too. I mean, if that's what they want, you know, the characters of the game have changed. The game has changed, but it's changed over the last 25, 26 years that we've been a part of it as well. And I don't think that is what's running him out, because he goes on his gut instinct. And I know even down here in San Diego, when Sandy Alderson was running the show, that's what ran Boch out of here, because he didn't want to play that game at that level with Sandy Alderson or whoever was in that front office. Because I was doing radio with you, Coach, and you can remember when I guess some of the things we were hearing that were going on down there.
Right.
But a lot of times, you know, the analytics have come in. They've always really been around. I mean, even in San Francisco, the years we won, we had the analytics. It just wasn't something that was out in public and we were, you know, preaching it. But it has changed. It's changed how it changes how managers get hired, how much, you know, there's nobody making the money that Boch is making anymore after, you know, after Joe Maddon leaves, who else will be out there? You know, they're all more of a younger type manager who's kind of like a mid manager implementing the front office's policies on the field. So it is what it is. And there's nothing more we can do. We just got to go along with it and try to make adjustments ourselves.
Tim Flannery joining us right now on 97.3 The Fan. We all know the voice, the walk. He's got the biggest cap in all of baseball. By the way, I wear a size 8, and it swam on top of my head when I tried it on. What's something that we don't know about Boch that we should know as we're looking forward to his final year in the big leagues?
It's kind of hard to answer on a question on a telephone on a radio show in 2 minutes. You know, I mean, I've spent more time with him over the years than probably a lot of my family, and that's the thought process of today. That is, give me instant, give me right now, give me something tangible. We won up there with collective intangibles. We won because everybody else didn't have the greatest talent individually, but they all brought something to the table. They brought excitement, passion, competitiveness, humor. Boch allows that. He allows that to manifest. He allows that to grow, and it becomes a part of the culture of the clubhouse. Nobody runs a clubhouse better than him, and he's been able to do it before social media. Now, you think about that as a manager. You want to manage a ball club with everybody has 5 million followers? So when they go back, if you bust their ass, they go back and tweet to their followers, And now you got a little fire going in the clubhouse. Now you got this. Managing today is very difficult, and he's been able to make adjustments through it all. Before social media, before the way the game changed, through it all. So for me to say, what is it? It's an intangible is what it is. It's something that he brings every day through his personality, through his people skills, through his communication skills with the players. He texts the players during the day. He understands that the game has changed so much that they can't play every single day like they used to. There's not any help. There's not any of the drugs that allowed players to play all deep in their careers. I mean, honestly. So he gives guys days off, and he'll text them during the day. Do you need a day? I'll give you a day. I mean, he's in communication with them all day long before they even show up at the ballpark.
Amazing man. There's no question about that. Tim Flannery joining us today here on 97.3 The Fan. Before we let you get out of here, you still live here in San Diego, even though you're touring around and doing a great job on the music scene up and down the coast. Give us your thoughts on this reported signing by the Padres of Manny Machado.
Well, I think it's fantastic. I mean, the organization down here has been collecting the young prospects, putting them together. They've got a great competitive future ahead of them. And getting a core player like Manny Machado is so important. You know, I heard Dan O'Dowd yesterday. When he said, you know, there's a difference between collecting players and constructing a ball club, constructing a roster. And I think that's what San Diego is doing right now. I mean, you got Hosmer, you got Machado, you've got these young players coming up, but you still haven't got the core players who have been around in the major leagues for a while. Kinsler, we've talked, I mean, that's a different story, but so it's going to take a little bit of time. But what I just don't want anybody to fall into, because I want, you know, look, I'm still a ball fan, and I still live down here. We learned that up there with Dusty Baker. He and Sabian started saying it. You know, we didn't know we were going to win 3 world championships. I mean, we didn't start off the season thinking we were going to win a world championship. And if you do that, you're kind of hamstringing yourself and hurting yourself. Because the game doesn't allow you to pick the time, you know. When the time picks you to win. So if in fact this season starts opening up where they look like they, you know, maybe it'll speed up the process of trying to win now. I mean, it looks like they're trying to win now, and they're competitive now. They're headed to the right place, but they still need pitching. They still need this and that, and they still need some core players. But they're going to be competitive for a long time, especially when the young guys come up, and then they've got to get established. So who knows? You know, I hear that they say they're going to win in 2021 and all these times. I don't know how to do that. I just know we showed up and we found out ways to win, and the game opens up to you. You know, all the intangible stuff that doesn't work always in the analytic room. I still believe in some of it.
I just remember what Tim Flannery always told me. You got to have hope. And right now, bringing Machado to San Diego has given the Padre fans, I think, a lot of hope.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's first of all, it's history, you know, the highest paid free agent ever, you know. So he's an all-star. The guy is an incredible player. I mean, 26 years old. He might have had something up in L.A. where it didn't work out, and hustling-wise or something. He's 26 years old. He's going to be around other core players that can elevate him also, because he's still growing. But I can remember one of the greatest plays in my life I've ever seen. I was coaching third base in New York at Mets ballpark for the All-Star game, and Manny Machado was at third base. And there was a ball hit over the bag with top spin, hooking my way. And I got out of the way, out of the third base box. Machado backhands it, and I'm running away from the play, and he's still running away. He turned from that moment and threw a seed. all the way across. It was one of the great plays. And to be that close, I just looked at the kid and I go, oh, my gosh, I heard about you, but that was the first time I'd seen it. So, no, he's a great talent. He's going to be fun to watch.
That's great. Hey, Flan, thanks so much for the time. It was great seeing you, even though it was a tough situation that I saw you in recently. Look forward to seeing you and Donna here in the near future.
Okay, fellas, and tell Anthony hi for me when you see him.
I will. Flan, thanks again.
All right. Bye-bye, Coach.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.